In one of the PCB cases, not the one that was settled in 2003, but the one that was resolved in 2001, the Owens case, particularly powerful testimony was given by a lifelong resident of West Anniston. She was born in 1931, so this had been just a couple years after they started producing PCBs in Anniston, and grew up on rural Route 4, a dirt road in an African-American neighborhood people then called Henderson Hill. Her mother worked at home, raising 13 children. Her father, a holiness minister, farmed the bottom land near Monsanto's East Drainage Ditch. Like her neighbors, she had been approached by Monsanto agents about her hogs. Just before Christmas 1970, the Monsanto representative knocked at her door. He offered her $25 and a pint of white corn liquor for her hogs. She did not partake, but she acquiesced. In the intervening 30-plus years, Monsanto personnel never told this resident about the high concentrations of PCBs found in the hog tissues. Her evidence was pivotal. The testimony was just dynamite, one of the lawyers said. The evidence was strong in our favor, scientifically and emotionally. There was a lot of fire in the case.